You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Wow. This is like 11 days in a row, girl. Living color.
Yes.
We're coming to you in Technicolor for the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk. Later on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. We are back. We are live. It is Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Jalen O'May actually retire. How, why, when? Lex will have that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little addendum to Holly's travel stories. It's almost like a little consumer tip.
Ooh.
And speaking of putting a bow on that story...
You've got mail.
We got an email. I'm sorry, text message from one Colleen Lindstrom. Listener Colleen Lindstrom. And she writes the following to Alexis. Dear Alexis,
yeah.
Can you please never say the words pea buffet ever again? Love, Colleen.
Only when it's appropriate, Colleen.
Maybe pea trough?
Maybe that's better.
Colleen, are you all right with pea trough? Uh-huh. How's that going for you? Her name is on the list, but if you can just never say pea buffet again.
That list is getting kind of long, isn't it?
It is getting a very long list. It is. Oh. Okay.
What do you want to add, Jace?
Here's my tip. And I'm excited to share this because it really can help you. And I get all of my travel money-saving tips from Thrifty Traveler. And I call it, Colin and I call it playing the game, because we get asked a lot, and I'm not being facetious, but people ask, oh, I know you don't have any cans and you have 40 jobs, but you guys go to Hawaii a lot. You go to a lot of trips. And we say, yeah. And I said, it does seem like we go on these extravagant tips, but the honest to goodness, we save a lot of money. Like when we go on these trips, we don't pay for a chunk of it.
Yeah. You're gaining points.
Throughout the year. We play the game, and the reason I'm bringing this up now, and it's perfect timing because of Holly's story, is because we are in the final stages of securing, kind of planning our summer trip, which, you know, if you're a regular, I leave a couple weeks in the summer and then in the winter. And Colin did the math. And from our credit card points, we basically use two credit cards. One is an Amex and another is like Chase Sapphire. And then we do the Marriott Bonvoy loyalty program with Marriott. Colin estimated that we saved almost $5,000.
Wow.
In like premium, like flying first class the whole way, staying at the resort we wanted. And this is a 2-week trip. So that is significant savings. And we got rooms, like we're going back to Hawaii, and 4 days of rooms are on points.
Yeah.
Nice.
From our credit cards.
Yeah.
So 4 days. We could almost do 5.
Wow. And you're buying this stuff anyway. You might as well get some points.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We strategically use certain cards during the year. And whatever we buy goes on those cards. And then when we do these two big trips, boom, we have this treasure chest of points. And that's what we use to book these trips. And we stay at the hotels where we can get these points, you know, for where we can stay cheap. And we call it playing the game. And I'm going to tell you, it really, it's a lot of work. Colin sits in front of that computer for a couple hours, you know, because you sometimes have to make two different reservations. And then you've got to call the hotel and say, hey, I booked these two. I booked one reservation for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I booked another one for Thursday, Friday, but combined them. And that's what we had to do. Meaning, you know, I had enough points for 3 days at the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then Colin had points on his card for 2 days. So I booked 3 days. He booked 2 days. And then we called the hotel and said, hey, this is both us. Combine that reservation. And they do it for you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. If you get hooked in, you know, these like hotel companies, they will reward you for your loyalty. They want to keep you in. They want to. They're like points and things and levels. It's great.
Yeah. Again, it's cumbersome. It's sometimes some phone calls. It's a lot of time in front of the computer and different itineraries. But if you can save thousands of dollars on a big vacation of yours and stay at a nice hotel that you really want. And again, our flights, I make a joke of it. And it's not in a braggadocious way, but the 2 weeks that we're gone, I'm going to multiple stops and I am doing first class. I'm paying for one route.
Wow.
Because of my points that I've gotten over the year.
You're basically getting one flight free.
Exactly.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
So just Thrifty Travel has all of those. They post them all the time of what's the best card if you want to travel. They always have those lists every year. And play the game, my talkers, please, because it is worth it. We are walking, talking proof, and I just want to save you money no matter where you're going. Play the game. Find a hotel company that you, like Holly just said, it doesn't have to be Marriott. We chose Marriott, but Hilton has a great program. And then put all of your eggs in that basket. I don't care if you're going to see Aunt Jane, who's getting a butt transplant surgery.
Mm-hmm.
When you fly to go be with Aunt Jane as she gets a new ass,
mm-hmm.
Where do you stay? Yeah, you stay at a Hilton.
That's right.
You know what I mean? No matter where you're going, put all your eggs in a basket. Get those points going.
Yep.
And it'll help you when you go to plan a trip. Then you stay at Hilton. And you get some nights free. Who doesn't like that? So there we go. Just wanted to help you out for your summer travel. When we return, what will finally make Jay Leno slow down? Alexis has that. And then Alexis watched Smartless on the Road on Max. What does she think? Holly's going to talk to us about the Succession finale coming up in our third hour. But right now, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We always do a little TV talk here on a... Well, it's not really Monday, but you know what I mean, the beginning of the week. Jay Leno, part of TV history. He is known for his work ethic, known for working all the time. When will he finally retire, Lex?
Jason, it just keeps rolling on. He still has the premiere of Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge. That's what's ahead of him. Actually, it just kicked off last weekend. Or is it this Saturday? But it's here. He's still working, still doing all the things, and he says he has no plans to slow down. Despite having that car fire, the motorcycle crash, that left him with a broken collarbone, and then the fire with the skin grafts. And remember, he went back to like stand up like a few months afterward.
Yeah,
he says the only thing that will keep him from working, he's 73 years old, is if he has a stroke. He says that's when you retire, when you have your stroke. That's the only thing he says.
Okay, Jay. Thank you for that, Jay.
I saw the headline, and I'm thinking, well, when Mavis, his wife, says, hey, it's time to retire, you know? Yeah. Nope, it's when he has his stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, I guess this is right on par with the way he's always been, right? Like, the way you even led this conversation was... that he just endlessly works. That's what he does.
He just slaps on that Canadian tuxedo and gets at it.
He sure does.
He never takes a vacation.
He doesn't. Famously,
no. During the Tonight Show years, he would be on the road every weekend.
Yeah.
So much so that he and Mavis lived off of the road money, and he never touched his Tonight Show money.
Wow.
He never touched that money. And that's a lot of money.
Just oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
He has a lot Ridiculous. Of zeros at his ATM balance receipts, just
oh,
FYI.
My gosh, yeah, he I would be someone to
yeah.
write the, if we need to snoop in there. No. But it's so interesting to me, you know, when what motivates people, right? Once you figure that out about someone, it says so much. Clearly, yeah, he does not need the money. He is very motivated by the work that he does, and that there is something to be said about loving what you do. Maybe it just doesn't feel like work to him.
He says it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, especially now he's doing his car show, and
yeah.
that's what he likes to do. Doesn't he have like a million cars in this
yes.
big garage, let alone working and doing all the things on them?
Yeah, I remember him, an interview with Oprah, like in 96, 97, when he was doing, he had claimed the number one spot from Letterman. And that's when he told Oprah, I don't vacation. Mavis does with her girlfriends.
Yeah.
But I don't because my job is a vacation.
Mm.
And that stuck with me. I was like, oh, wow. This is a dude that loves his job.
Sure does.
Really, I mean, I love my job, but I still like going to Hawaii.
Amen. Uh-huh. That's why Mavis probably would never ask him to do that.
Yeah. I love hanging with you two, but I also love hanging with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That man, yeah, he's gonna work until he doesn't have to.
He physically breaks down, it sounds like.
But only if he has a stroke, though.
But, right. Only stroke.
That's it. That's the line.
Only stroke.
And I love how he says, you know, when you have your stroke, as if it's something that inevitably will happen.
Yeah.
Then you retire.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch Smartless on the road on Max?
I did, Jeez.
Okay.
I tried it, and I had to turn it off.
What?
Not for me. Not for me.
Really?
And I feel so bad saying this, because you have been raving about this show and the podcast for weeks now, and it's almost turned me off so much that I'm not even sure I want to listen to the podcast, which could be the problem in and of itself, that I don't like it, is because I haven't listened to the podcast before this, so I don't quite get their relationship or the nuances of it. So I'm saying that with that asterisk, because I have not listened to the podcast. When you watch the show itself, at least for me, I just found it to be too much. I think they're trying too hard. They think they're hilarious. The endless ribbing on each other is just like, okay, got it. Sean Hayes is just like sitting in the corner, just laughing and uncomfortably, you know, he's just happy to be there. But he's just like, it's mostly Jason Bateman and Will Arnett kind of just giving it to each other. Now, if I'm going to say, if there's one star of the show that I actually really liked and I don't know much about him, is Will Arnett. He is actually a very funny guy.
Uh-huh.
But Jason just came off as very whiny. He was way too concerned with what the other guys were doing, what they're eating, when they're showering. Why does he care? Like, who cares? So I don't know. I couldn't take it anymore, and I had to turn it off. Also, it's in black and white the whole time.
Yeah.
Why? What was that creative choice? Why? It was jarring to me. I don't know. Maybe it's an artistic choice.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But yeah, I was cringing a lot of the time.
Oh, that's interesting. I love it that you're on the other side of this.
I don't know if the podcast is like that, too. I didn't even get to, they're in D.C. in this first episode. When they go on the road, do they even show any of the show with the guest?
Oh God,
yeah. Okay, I couldn't even get that far. I turned it off.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, done.
Oh, yeah. But then again, that's my sense of humor. I love the, they're ribbing each other. I don't take...
Yeah, it could be the editing.
Anything. Yeah.
No, no, it's not even that. It's just the constant. It's just like, okay, let it lie for a little bit, or let, you know, it's just this, ugh, I'm trying.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm trying. Too much.
I get it. Yeah, I wonder what would happen.
Yeah.
What would have happened if you would have listened to the podcast first and been like a fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knew the rhythm of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then watched this. Because I would imagine if you don't know the rhythm of their friendship,
yeah, no.
This would be jarring. Putting myself in your position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I will listen to at least one of the episodes of the podcast if I can. And if they get right to the guest, I think maybe knowing the setup and the behind the scenes, it was just kind of like, okay, let's get to the show. You know, it was so long. I mean, it was like 40 minutes of them flying and getting there and getting into the hotel and doing all the things and, you know, just getting on there's a guy that's driving them around and they're just giving him a hard time. I'm like, what did this guy do to you? He's just driving you around.
Okay, now are you, no, don't you, okay.
It just became a lot. That's all I'm saying. It just became a lot.
Because I actually love that. I actually, the part where they get to the guest, I'm like, okay, great, because I can listen to that in the podcast.
Yeah, see, and I don't know that. So that's why I think I was like, let's get to the show. Who are they going to have on? And
yeah, because I love because you get that in the podcast, seeing the behind the scenes and their dynamic when they're not on the show, that's actually what I enjoyed. I enjoyed all of that stuff around it. And they do get to the guests. But
yeah.
They're not, yeah, they're about 7 minutes of the 22 minutes.
All right, I'll listen to a podcast and...
Find a star that you like.
Yeah.
Find a star that you like that they interview and listen to. That's what I do. Find a star that you like, listen to that episode. Like, I just listened to Julia Louis-Dreyfus on the way up to the cabin.
Oh, fine.
And it was delightful because they all know Julia and they have a good time with her. But find an episode that you like the star, and then kind of go from there.
Because everyone seems to really like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love it that you didn't like it. Oh, I love when we do this. Smartless on the Road on Max.
Everything, mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, crawling things, flying things, slithering things. Plunkett's Pest Control can handle it all. You see a critter and you're going, wait a second, what is that? You're not really sure? Well, let a Plunkett's career professional technician help. They'll carefully look at the situation. They know pest behavior and conditions. They have studied it for years and years. They're 100 years strong. And they, of course, will find the best solution to keep them in their place. You got your place, they got theirs. They also now have Varmint Guard and Nuisance Wildlife Control in the Twin Cities, so they can serve residential and commercial clients for things like squirrels, raccoons, snakes, bats, nuisance birds. Yeah. It's going to be a pest-filled summer, guys, with the mosquitoes, with the ticks, with all the little things. So, and big. Let them help you. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Plunkets.net or head to mytalk1071.com. Keyword, pests.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Okay, kids, take a break.
Cook is it
the most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something big waiting for me and you. Cook is it
the biggest taste you've ever found.
Cook is it the one that never lets you down. Cook is it the most refreshing taste around. Cook is it. Cook is it.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Coke is it, y'all. Coke is it. Diet Coke, too. I love Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't really drink a lot of it, but that's fine.
It's a treat once in a while, you know?
Yeah. Get that first sip.
Yeah.
When you
Thank
crack
you.
The can.
A little burn.
Yes.
Then that's
Just
it.
A,
that's it. That's why I like those little cans. You know what I mean? The little baby Coke cans?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, few things. I don't drink a lot of soda pop, but there are times where it's like an oasis in the desert. There's nothing that I want more than a McDonald's Coca-Cola. Because mm-hmm. McDonald's Coke is different. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's magical. Mm. It has a little extra zest to it.
Yeah, what is it? Is this because it's a fountain?
I've heard it is the lines, the carbonation lines. And it's a little different. It's a sharper club soda. I've heard that's part of it, is the amount of a soda carbonation that's in it. It pops more. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is Something unbelievable. Delicious. It's so just delicious. Well, now that we made you thirsty,
it's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
And we're going to play Would You Rather, listening to some instrumental jazz from hotel lobbies.
Ooh.
That's right. Yeah. Please enjoy. Let me pull up my now $5 Would You Rather app. Okay, here we go. We're going to start with an easy one. Would you rather bungee jump from a bridge or parachute from a plane?
Oh, ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Bungee jump or parachute?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
I think I'm going to I'm thinking about a parachute. The recoil of the bungee cord is what.
Thank you, Lex. I'm right. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that
scares me to death.
I know there's that jump once the parachute opens up. But yeah, if I had to pick, yeah, we're doing that. You too, Jason.
Roberts.
Yeah, parachuting all the way.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about that bungee jump? That recoil is what scares me.
Yeah, especially under a bridge too. Oof.
Oh
yeah, no.
Just and motion sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both sound dreadful to me. Let's be clear. Yeah. Both are some of my worst fears, but yeah.
Oh, I'm ready to skydive.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
God bless you.
I'm getting there. I used to be all about it. Now, then there was a little bit of, I don't pay for danger. And then, yeah.
No.
You're just a big solid
I'm
no.
I'm not a
yep.
bird. No, I'm a big solid no. I'm not a bird.
Yeah.
No. Would you rather have an amazing treehouse with slides and 3 rooms? Or have an amazing entertainment system with the biggest TV available and every single entertainment and game device.
Wait, what was the first option again, Jay? Sorry.
Treehouse with slides and 3 rooms.
Oh, a treehouse or... Oh, yeah, I'm going for the treehouse. I'm not
Holly?
A huge gamer, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not an Ewok, so I'm going to go with the entertainment center.
Yeah.
I know. Just give me a big old TV.
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
That's true. I guess you can watch whatever you want, too.
Yeah. I mean, the treehouse sounds fun in theory, but...
I already have a giant TV because it's the only way I'm a dude. I'm a nerd with tech. So I'll take the treehouse.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know how much I'll go up in it, but,
Nice to admire. Charge admission to the neighborhood kids.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
$50,
spirit.
Kids.
$50.
Right. Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
To go up there for the day or 10 minutes?
I got
to
pay for that TV.
Right.
This is fun. Would you rather be an amazing athlete in the Summer Olympics? Or be an amazing athlete in the Winter Olympics.
Oh, man. What would be our sport, huh? I always thought being a gymnast would be cool. But I like the skiers. I'm going with the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holly?
I'm going with summer. Less equipment required.
I'm doing summer just because I want a gymnast body.
Mm.
completely vanity related. Yeah, I would like. Yes.
Okay, nice, here we go. Nice.
Would you rather be the author of the Twilight series or the writer of every Nickelback song?
Oh, there's so much hate for Nickelback. And Twilight, too. Wow. I would guess that you make more money with the Twilight, huh? Or am I, or maybe the Nickelback songs are.
I am looking up.
Yeah, which one?
Stephanie Meyer's net worth versus Chad.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. What are you finding over there, Holly?
Let's see.
I don't know. Being a songwriter is pretty fun.
I'm going to do Twilight.
Yeah. Because it also spawned all these other artistic.
And they'll eventually redo them.
Well, yeah, we got the horny version already with 50 Shades of Grey.
That's true, yeah.
And then maybe they can actually make horny vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie Meyer's net worth, according to the World Wide Web, is $120 million. She, the author of the Twilight series. Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, his net worth is $80 million.
Okay.
Show me Twilight. Yep.
Man.
Yeah. You too, Holly? Going with the writing?
Oh, going with the writing. Going with Twilight. Slightly less cursed.
Okay. I've been nice. Now these are perverted. You ready?
Ready.
Would you rather date someone who only takes 4 seconds to orgasm or date someone who takes at least 4 hours?
1, 2, 3, 4. All done.
Exactly.
All done. That's great. What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Is that the baby crying again?
Are we doing broccoli or asparagus tonight? Yeah, which one?
Oh, gosh. It kind of depends on the day. 4 hour ones are fun, but yeah, like,
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, that can't happen every time. Oh.
No. Yeah. So you're doing?
I guess we're doing the 4 seconds.
4 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay,
just
there we go.
Wait for us to feel that way, too. That'd be great.
I know.
Both of us.
Yeah. Close it up. Here we go.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
Okay. I'm here to tell you about the Cat Video Festival. It's back this year, and the charity is Caring for Cats. Join My Talk 107.1 and the St. Paul Saints at CHS Field on Thursday, August 3rd. Presented by David at First Equity. Video submissions are now open. Submit your video and be entered to win a $1,000 prize. Tickets go on sale the 29th of June at 10 a.m. Kids 12 and under are free. Keyword cat at mytalk1071.com. Our good friend Liz, when we come back.
Hello, it's Alexis again for David and the team at First Equity. They want to help you with your mortgage. And if you're looking to refinance or maybe get into your first mortgage, now's a great time to call. Get your financial ducks in a row. See how much you can afford. Sometimes that might be the edge that you have over another buyer. If you're already pre-approved for a mortgage, you're locked and loaded, ready to go. And they also see First Equity on your paperwork, or at least, or maybe they've made a personal call because they've been in our business, in our market for 23 years and counting. Local family getting the job done, and they can do it all. This is an independent mortgage broker. You get that personalized attention you need and deserve. They're not attached to a specific bank, which is great for you because they can shop multiple lenders, which gives you better rates, more options. So reach out today if you've been thinking about it. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword David.
And I'm a monster.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yeah,
on my talk.
Streaming
on a wrap. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
May 30th, 2023. Can you believe May is almost over?
Yeah, wow.
Last day's tomorrow.
That's right. Playing the role of the newscasters that always say that. And then John Oliver and Jimmy Kimmel make fun of him. Can you believe it's May?
No.
Where are we
in space and time?
No, it's almost June. What? Uh-huh.
Crap. I mean, all kidding aside, what are we? Two and a half months away from the fair.
No, don't.
Oh, I'm sorry,
no,
Holly. I'm sorry.
No, rude.
I'm sorry, Holly.
We're just talking about school ending and graduations.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, we'll always be together.
What is that song?
The graduation. Vitamin C.
Yes.
Vitamin C. Oh, God.
From whatever, we will still be friends forever.
We're going to come and hang out in your gymnasium, and Alexis and I are going to sing that while you exit. You're like, who are these freaks?
Luckily, that was past me. That was way past me. Yeah, Friends Forever, wasn't it called?
Yes. Oh, that's a good song. Oh, yeah.
You had this too, Holly?
Yes.
Is this your era?
This was the era. The millennium.
Yeah, all around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
We didn't have that in the '90s, thank God. We didn't even have music. We didn't have music in Indiana. It was like Footloose.
Did somebody play the spoons?
We had spoons, Holly. In Indiana we weren't allowed. It was Footloose.
You could at least have a kazoo, right?
No, we weren't allowed.
No kazoos?
No, we couldn't have anything. It's illegal in Indiana. LaPorte County couldn't have it. Let's talk to Liz.
Well, Liz, I think we need to talk.
She's a sweetie.
I'm gonna have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning, like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hey, Liz.
Oh, my. Liz, these last days, haven't they been beautiful outside?
Oh, I know. It's gorgeous.
Right? It's been 16 years since we've had a Memorial Day like this one. 16 years.
I know. Usually it rains.
Yes.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable and cold.
Yes. Woo. I mean, sincerely, it was gorgeous. How you doing, though, Liz? You doing well?
Yes, I'm doing great.
And
I want to go see the dinosaurs.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to go see the dinosaurs. You had an add-on from the Minnesota Zoo for dinosaurs.
Oh,
I want to go see the dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear that commercial. What the hell? Let me see what that. Oh, it's like some sort of it's like a traveling show, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a traveling show or not, but they said there's a playground with the dinosaurs for people to see. So.
Oh, well, I'll go to that one, too.
A kind of a fun place to go.
No. Sure does. No, yeah. My kid would love it too.
I was gonna say, Alexis.
Yeah.
Alexa, go to the. Let me see here. Now I'm looking this up here.
It's Dino Hideout.
Oh.
Dino Hideout?
Yes. You walk amongst the realistic dinosaurs.
Uh huh.
Whoa. Let's go.
Well, look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at it right there. Yeah. It runs through the summer. Oh, that looks cool.
Huh.
I love dinosaurs. Don't you, Liz?
Well, I love dinosaurs and brontosaurus and the whole gang there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That would really be fun.
Absolutely, it would be. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember your graduation at all, Liz?
My graduation? Which one?
Well, either one, I guess, or any of them.
Well, my favorite graduation is when I graduated from the seminary.
Oh, why? Yeah. Why is that?
Well, because I was, when we talked about animals, I was about 5 blocks from the Lincoln Zoo.
Oh. Liz, the Lincoln Park Zoo?
Yep.
I love that zoo.
I used to go down there all the time.
Oh,
I just love that place.
It was a great zoo, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's one of the best.
Yeah. I don't forget, but it's always a good reminder that you were in the Chicagoland area for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But that's the seminary graduation's the one that sticks out the most in your mind?
Yeah, because I was so surprised that I actually graduated.
Yeah, you did.
Yes! I did it.
Well, Liz, since you've graduated from so many places, do you have any advice for graduates who are leaving school right now and going off into their next step?
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, the best thing you can do is don't be disappointed if you don't get a job right away. You know, just keep plugging, because sometimes it's really hard to get the kind of job that you want. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, keep persevering.
That is such good advice.
Absolutely, yeah. Because it might not materialize for a while for a reason. Oh, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There may be stepping stones to get you to eventually where you want to go. So,
right.
Pack your patience, as they say.
Well, that's what it is.
would that be, a companion question to what Holly asked? Would that be something that you would whisper into the ear of yourself graduating that day? Is to be?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I had to really think about what I wanted to do, because I had a lot of choices I could make. You know, I could, you know, work for the church, or I could be a school teacher, or I could be all sorts of things. So I ended up being both.
Yeah, you were both. If people don't know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there? I this is a longer answer in the 2 minutes that we have, but not so much a regret, Liz, because I think everything's kind of a learning opportunity. Is there one thing that you would go back and maybe tweak a little bit, like do something slightly different career-wise?
Let's see. You know, this is a fantasy I had, but of course I couldn't do it. I always wanted to be a concert pianist.
Oh,
really?
Really, I love music. And I did learn how to play the violin, but I didn't have concert ability, but I love the violin too.
Oh, I love that, Liz. Yeah, I can imagine. There's always something like that people wish, you know, that they, not so much the road less traveled, but just a different avenue.
Right. Oh. Right. But unfortunately,
that.
I wasn't talented enough. But it was a fantasy I loved.
So. Oh, that is. But you played the violin. Heck, Liz, that's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah, sure considering is. I was left-handed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are too.
We are too, Liz. Did you know that?
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Holly's, you're righty, right?
I'm a righty.
Yeah.
What was that, Liz?
Did you know a lot of the presidents are left-handed?
Yep. Sure do.
Huh.
So I've decided that left-handed people are very smart.
Well,
but of course,
I mean,
in the old days, you know, if you were left-handed, you were considered a witch.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
and
are
they were forced to write with their right. Well,
yeah.
See, yes,
there are people that consider Lex and I witches, but yeah. We love you, Liz. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, sweetie. Have a good
week. Okay. Love you all back.
Love
you. Take care.
Bye, Liz.
We do smell like brimstone on occasion, Lex, just every so often.
Oh, speak for yourself.
That's where that sulfur smell is
that's
coming
Holly,
from.
Holly, that's what it is. It's coming from Lex's studio. That's
rude.
What it is. I'm just saying. I
but
love
yeah,
you,
maybe.
But yeah,
maybe.
Brimstone and a little crazy. That's
little
all
spells.
It is. Yeah.